Welcome into the BT Powerhouse podcast and Facebook combo here tonight. My name is Thomas Bendit. As I mentioned to the Facebook listeners, it is Monday, March 6th. Big Ten Awards came out within the last 2 hours. Lots to talk about. This is going to be pretty short, short and sweet, as always, just because a lot of this has been talked about for months and months. So, there's no reason to rehash that, but let's start from the top. I want to dive into these very, very quickly, as I said. Let's start Player of the Year, Caleb Swanigan. Freshman of the Year is Michigan State's Miles Bridges. I did not have Bridges. I know that'll be kind of a controversial statement, but I think he's a perfectly reasonable choice. I don't think there's any complaints about either of those, and most people are totally on board with those. Coach of the Year was Richard Pitino. I'm not going to get into my whole Coach of the Year rant. If you would like, btpowerhouse.com, I have an article. It's under my column, and I rant about I don't like the selection process. I don't like how the Coach of the Year is generally selected in the Big Ten. However, with that said, if you're a believer in the improvement aspect, if you're a believer in the surprise aspect, Pitino was clearly the number one pick with a bullet. The only other one was Chris Collins, who was certainly would have been deserving as well under those criteria. As I said, I don't really agree with those, but under those, Pitino certainly is deserving. All Big Ten first team, Ethan Happ, Peter Jok, Nate Mason, Caleb Swanigan, Mel Trimble. I think Happ, Trimble, and Swanigan are clear-cut picks. I don't think there's much room to debate on any of those guys. Swanigan and Trimble were both unanimous picks on at least one of the media and or coaches polls there. So obviously the voters agreed. Happ, I think, is a clear-cut pick as well. I did not have Jok and Mason on mine. I had Hill and I had Derek Walton, Hill from Illinois and Walton from Michigan. However, I think Jok is more than deserving of being in the top five. I don't think he was a slam dunk. I certainly don't think Mason was a slam dunk, but I think both those guys are certainly deserving of the honor. If I were making it, as I said, I would have had Hill and Walton, but I think Jok is certainly right with all those guys. And Mason, I think, is a couple steps back just when you get into his efficiency numbers. And when you get into his overall production, not just scoring, not just assists, but those are your first team guys. No difference in the coaches team. Second team, Bridges, Hill, McIntosh, Walton, Webster. The only difference for the coaches from that list is they had Koenig in there. Again, none of these are too controversial. The only controversy is, you know, Hill and Walton maybe getting on the second team instead of the first. I know some people as well thought Bridges should have been a first-team player. I did not agree. I think he's a top-five talented player in the league, but I didn't think his production matched the numbers. And then the third teams, media had Blackman, Bryant, Edwards, Vincent Edwards from Purdue, Nigel Hayes, Wisconsin, Koenig, Wisconsin, Jordan Murphy. The coaches had Bryant, Lindsey, Murphy, Webster, and Hayes. Most of those you don't really have an issue with. It just depends on whether you wanted them on the third team or whether you wanted them on the second team. And some of those, I'm sure people even wanted on the first team. But that's a debate for a different day, I guess. But I think most of those picks are certainly reasonable. The one that I would have an exception with is Nigel Hayes, and I wanted to dive into him briefly here. Frankly, I think this was a vote largely on his name. I don't think his stats this year warranted a third team selection. And, you know, these are some of the guys that he went over, because that's really the important distinction here. Not, you know, whether Hayes was good or bad enough. It's who's he comparing to. Nick Ward, Isaac Haas, Zach Irvin. Well, Irvin wasn't really that close, but Lindsey, Dakota Mathis, Sanders, Thompson, Wagner. There's a lot of talent there. There's a lot of good players. I think Mathis you easily could have put in there. I think even Wagner you could have made a case. And Haas too. The real issue with Haas though is that his minutes are very limited for trying to get some of these individual season awards. But I do not think Hayes was the right choice for the third team. I think he's a really nice player, but I just don't think his numbers this year, not career numbers, but this year warranted his inclusion on the third team. So I would take issue with that. And then a couple of the last categories, which I want to note again that these are only coaches categories. The media does not vote on these, for better or worse. First, All Big Ten defensive team, Happ, Law, Lynch, Mathis, Showalter. I didn't really have any issue with any of those. I think those were all good selections. And, you know, Happ, Law, Lynch, and Mathis were all, Mathias, were all clear-cut selections. I don't think anybody could argue with any of those four. Maybe Showalter a little bit, but again, I think he's more than deserving. Sixth man of the year, Nicholas Bear from Iowa. I think he's more than deserving. I don't really like the sixth man of the year award just because it's kind of hard to select. You know, what if guys are starting and then they're back in the bench? And it's really confusing, at least to me, about who is eligible and who you should be selecting from. But I think Bear certainly had a really nice season. He provided a nice boost for the Hawkeyes off the bench. So I think he's a well-worthy selection. Defensive player of the year was Reggie Lynch from Minnesota. Had no problem. He was my selection for defensive player of the year. His shot blocking capabilities were outstanding. Led the conference in that statistic and made a huge impact for Minnesota. You know, they would not be where they are right now without him. However, coming to the last group of, again, these are coaches categories. Jordan Bohannon for Iowa, Miles Bridges, Michigan State, Tony Carr, Penn State, Amir Coffey, Minnesota, and Tyler Cook from Iowa. Those are your All-Big Ten freshman team. And that's, again, from the coaches and coaches only. The media does not vote on that category. Here's where I have the biggest issue, and here's where I think it's just flat-out outrageous. Bridges, I think, is a clear-cut pick. You know, he was a unanimous selection for the All-Big Ten freshman team. So I think you really can't argue much as far as Bridges goes. Carr, I think, is well worthy of a selection. I know Penn State wasn't all that great this year, but he put up some really nice numbers. He was a huge freshman boost to that team, and I think he absolutely deserves a spot. Same with Coffey. I know he very arguably was the third best player at best on Minnesota's team this year, but huge freshman boost, really provided them a perimeter threat over the course of the season. So I think he deserves to be on there. But I think Bohannon was deserving. He was among my guys that I was picking from, but I did not have him on my all Big Ten freshman team. And Cook, I thought, was a reach. I thought he was really nice at moments this year. I think he showed the potential of being a big time start on the road. And frankly, I think he should be under all Big Ten consideration for next season. But I do not think he was deserving of all Big Ten freshman team this year. I just think his overall body of work during conference play did not warrant him such an honor. And the big thing for me is Nick Ward from Michigan State was left off this list. There is no reason on earth Nick Ward should be off this list. He had Big Ten Freshman of the Week a bunch of times this season. He was outstanding for the Spartans. He really held them together when Bridges was out, when that front court was severely depleted. And frankly, I was under consideration for Ward for one of my first couple of teams. As far as the Big Ten went, I think I had him on my third team, to be honest. And it's just a joke to me to leave him off there. I don't want to rip on Cook. I don't want to rip on Bohannon because I think those are both really nice players and are going to be good down the road for Iowa. But Nick Ward absolutely deserved to be on that team. And frankly, I think you can make a really solid argument. I know I made it that Ward was the best freshman in the Big Ten this year. And for him not to be among the top five is just ridiculous to me. But one other name that I had on my all Big Ten freshman team that did not make it was Justin Jackson from Maryland. You had Herter from Maryland. You had Cohen from Maryland. I think those all would have been worthy selections. I thought the last spot was very close in terms of the five, but I think Ward absolutely deserved to be on there. I think Bridges did. I think Carr. I think Coffey did. I don't think there's much of an argument for any of those four. So I'm shocked to see the coaches did not vote those four on there. And you really have to wonder about what was going through their minds, to be honest. But I think overall, relatively straightforward picks. I mean, it's really easy in a year where, you know, you have a player like Caleb Swanigan, who's clearly the Big Ten Player of the Year. He was actually a unanimous selection among the coaches, which is really an achievement when you sit down and think about it, for Player of the Year, not for first team All Big Ten. Which also gets back to, I'm not going to go into this rant, but I don't think the race was all that close. He was clearly the Big Ten Player of the Year. And, you know, when you have players like Happ, when you have players, like Trimble, who are clear-cut All Big Ten guys, it makes it a lot easier, makes these lists a lot easier to sort out. So I don't think there was a ton of controversy on this year's list, with the exception of Nigel Hayes and particularly Nick Ward. He shouldn't have been left off the All Big Ten freshman team. It's a joke, and it's really pathetic as far as the coaches go. They really cheated a kid out of an honor he had earned and deserved. But with that, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. I encourage everyone to check out btpowerhouse.com right now. We have a ton of content coming up. I cannot stress the amount of content that is coming up on our site today, yesterday, this whole week. There's just going to be a ton. I encourage everyone to check it out. If you have thoughts, feel free to send them to me either on Twitter at tbendit or BT Powerhouse at BT Powerhouse. We have a lot more coming this week. But overall, I think the picks were relatively worthy, not very controversial. With the exception, you know, as I said, I don't like how Coach of the Year is selected. It's more of an issue with the selection process than it is Patino, you know, my personal opinion, and Nigel Hayes and Nick Ward. But both good players. Don't want to rip on them at all. But I thought there were better players to be selected, specifically with Nigel Hayes and you know, with some of those freshmen who didn't quite make it. But with that, I'll sign off. As always, I'm Thomas Bendit. You can check me out on Twitter at tbendit. And we'll see everyone next time.